Palmer, brother and sister, W.O. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 18, 1902. Dear brother and sister Palmer, I am just beginning to be able to pray aloud at family worship. I rejoice to think that I may hope to be once more as well as I was before I went to New York. I can now walk as readily as I could before my last sickness. I do not feel troubled in regard to my age. My mind is clear. I should be glad to see you and all the friends in Nashville. But I am determined never again to attempt to visit the East in the wintertime. The weather here is beautiful. Yesterday it rained gently all day. Today the sunshine is bright. I am pressed by my burden of writing. I have written some important matters in regard to the location of sanitariums. I will send copies to you and to Edson. I am not able to lay off the burden night or day. But I pray, and the confidence I have in my Savior keeps my courage good. When I cannot rest, I plead with God, saying, "Only let me know thy will, that I may do it." I have been carrying a burden for many, who, I am instructed, are in peril. I have written out many things that have been presented to me. We are certainly living in perilous times, and we need to keep our minds stayed upon God every moment. He who knows the power that the enemy has over those who do not trust fully in the Lord Jesus says, "Come unto me. I am thy refuge, thy hiding place. I will preserve thee from trouble. I will compass thee about with songs of deliverance." He knows the depths of darkness into which Satan would cast the soul. He is the exceeding brightness of the Father's glory, and he invites all to follow him, saying, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. He shows us the prodigal, a little while before sitting with the swine, now clothed in the Father's best robe. I am fully convinced that Brother Wales should be given encouragement to stand forth in the strength of the Lord as an overcomer. I see no reason why he should be hounded to death by his fellow men when the Lord Jesus says, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away thy tin." Isaiah 1, verse 18, 19, 25. I see no reason why we should not encourage Brother Wales to be a worker in the Lord's vineyard. The cleansing of the soul from sin includes the gifts of forgiveness, justification, and sanctification. And the inward cleansing of the heart is shown by the outward cleansing of the life. God's mercy to those who sincerely repent and come to him through Christ knows no limit. He will pardon the most guilty and purify the most polluted. Brother Wales' case has been a trouble to me, but I have more distinct light on it, and I will now say that if Brother Wales keeps close to the Lord Jesus, he will be safe. For Christ has pledged his infinite power, faithfulness, and love to save to the uttermost. Let Brother Wales know that I have written this. Brother Palmer, God is the ruler of the world. The trials that come on the members of his church are sent for their purification and their advancement. In times of darkness, let us not despond. Let us comfort our hearts by remembering that if we walk and work with God in humility and sincerity, he will be our joy and peace and hope, and will give us precious victories. Let it be your work to consecrate your soul to God. Regard him with holy reverence, and commit the keeping of your soul to his care. God's word is, "Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples." Isaiah 8, verse 16. His law and his testimony are his messengers to the world. They are hid from worldlings who have no appreciation of them and cannot understand their significance. True humility never hinders the Lord's servants from undertaking the most arduous and responsible service, if the Lord requires it of them. You will see the salvation of God. Amid trials and perplexities, hear his voice saying to you, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. God's work will be carried on, though we may not always see how. God's word in our hearts will give us confidence and assurance and strength. I hope you will strengthen your souls in the Lord. Night after night, I plead with God to reveal His wonder-working power to you at Nashville. I am sure that He will be with you, leading and guiding you step by step. I hope that sometime you can take a vacation and visit us in California. We should be glad indeed to entertain you. May the Lord guide you by His Holy Spirit. Tell your sister that God is her helper, and that she is to put her trust in His love and mercy. The Lord says to her, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. He asks her to take His yoke and learn His meekness and lowliness, and she will find rest to her soul. His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. I must close now. Should anyone be coming to Oakland from Nashville, please send by them some of the books I prize so highly to use as diaries. Should you be sending books to the Pacific Press, you could perhaps put some of these books in the box. In much love.